This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jackie Howard. Convicted murderer Chad Daybell takes a page out of Chris Watt's playbook, sharing his innermost thoughts through letters from death row. He started a website called Letters from Chad. It features uncensored and unfiltered content to share with the world with the help of his daughter, Emma Murray. She has said she believes her father was framed. Daybell found guilty in 2024 of murdering his first wife, Tammy, 49, and current wife, Lori Vallow Daybell's two children, Joshua J.J. Vallow, 7, and Tylee Ryan, 16. He continues to profess his innocence. In his first letter, Daybell writes, quote, "I have never caused anyone's death and never conspired to commit such acts against anyone. I share in your sadness, pain, and grief over the deaths of Tammy, Tylee, and J.J. I don't have all of the answers even now, but I'm grateful a more complete story will be shared during my appeals process," unquote. Daybell is on death row at the Idaho Maximum Security Institute in Kuna, where convicted killer Brian Koberger is also housed. From there, Daybell has thanked those who have sent him cards and letters saying, "Your kind words of support really helped me. I cherished each one." He writes, "I suppose you could say I've settled in. It really is a different world in here, but I'm surviving, and I spend a lot of time working on my upcoming appeals." Daybell says he hopes the letters will help change people's perception of him, saying he is not a conspirator or killer, and never has been. More crime and justice news after this.
Nicole Parton. On Wednesday night, authorities conducted a search of a residence in the Hollywood Hills area of Los Angeles as part of an ongoing investigation into the discovery of human remains belonging to a missing teenage girl. These remains were located on September 8 inside the trunk of an impounded Tesla registered to the well-known artist David D4VD. According to sources from law enforcement, David had been residing at the property that was searched. Reports from TMZ indicated that the LAPD homicide detectives emerged from the house carrying a computer and multiple evidence bags. The deceased, identified as 15-year-old Celeste Rivas, was confirmed through forensic analysis on Wednesday, as stated by law enforcement officials to NBC. The exact cause of death remains undetermined, and the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner is currently investigating the circumstances surrounding the girl's death. The Tesla in question was impounded at the beginning of September after being reported abandoned. It had not been reported stolen. Employees at the impound facility alerted authorities due to a strong odor emanating from the car. When police arrived on September 8, they discovered human remains inside a bag in the front trunk of the Tesla. Following the release of the victim's identity by the medical examiner, TMZ reported that David's concert schedule for Wednesday at Showbox in Seattle, part of his Withered World Tour, was canceled. However, as of Thursday afternoon, he was still slated to perform at the Warfield in San Francisco on Friday, September 19. TMZ also revealed that they had spoken to Celeste's mother, who mentioned her daughter had been missing since April 2024. The mother expressed her concern regarding the Tesla being registered under David's real name, David Anthony Burke, noting that Celeste had a boyfriend named David. Other mysterious facts: they have a matching tattoo. David recorded a song with lyrics referencing Celeste. And there's even a video showing David with a then 13-year-old Celeste beside him.
Yo, wait.
Pray for his career, chat. Are we done? Are we?
We need to delete this.
Are we, Maz, can we delete all VODs? And then as soon as the stream ends, delete the stream too? Can we delete anything? You done for, bro? Y'all are not done? Now you going on Epstein? Yo, wait.
Wait.
Oh, look it. Answer that one. That's so mean if you don't answer
Which one?
A representative for David has stated that the artist is fully cooperating with the ongoing investigation. Authorities have not disclosed whether they have identified any suspects in the case. David has been on tour for the past few weeks. Despite the unfolding events, he performed in Minneapolis on the day the news broke, even distributing Labubu dolls to the audience. On September 8, shortly before 12:30, LAPD officers responded to Hollywood Tow on North Mansfield Avenue after a report about a strong smell coming from a car. It was inside the car that police found a plastic bag with the dismembered body of the young girl. The Tesla with Texas plates had been towed after being discovered abandoned a few days earlier on Bluebird Avenue. That's near Hollywood Hills. It had been at the tow yard for 2 days before they noticed the odor.
I'm Drew Nelson. A Pennsylvania father is accused of setting a gasoline-fueled fire that killed his daughter and left his wife badly burned, and prosecutors are now preparing their case against him. 19-year-old Lakin Shelby, a sophomore at the University of Pittsburgh, died in the fire in Castle Shannon on Sunday. Her mother, Carly, survived but remains hospitalized with burns. Her father, 46-year-old Brian Shelby, admitted to police that he poured gasoline through the basement, garage, and first floor before the house exploded into flames. He is charged with criminal homicide, aggravated arson, and other crimes.
Look at your child in that type of position, and you can't help him but feeling, wow, this is extreme.
Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala telling WPXI his first concern was intent.
The first question I had was, did he intend to kill his daughter? His animus appeared to be directed towards his wife.
But Zappala says the use of gasoline left no control over the destruction. He adds that his office is also examining the suspect's condition before the blaze.
I want to know if he was intoxicated. I want to know if he was under the influence of drugs. I want to know if he has a mental health problem.
Zappala telling the TV station that determining how Lakin died is critical. They want to know if she died from smoke inhalation or fire.
They want to know if their people that they love suffered. And I don't have that answer right now from the ME, but we intend to get that to the family.
Neighbors described hearing a blast and rushing to help. Some tried breaking windows, but the fire spread too quickly. Court records show Carly told police that her husband threatened to, quote, burn the house down after she refused to let him stay because they were separated. She said she heard liquid being poured in the garage and saw him with gasoline before the home erupted. At a vigil outside St. Anne's Church, friends and classmates remembered Lakin as bright, strong-willed, and caring. A GoFundMe set up in her honor has raised more than $52,000 toward a $60,000 goal. Organizers write that Lakin will be forever 19, and the proceeds will help Carly and the family through the tragedy. Brian Shelby remains jailed without bond. He is due back in court on the 26th.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A tragic act of callous indifference has left a Texas family in mourning after a 34-year-old man collapsed inside a Houston steakhouse and was moved outside by staff who assumed he was homeless, where he was left to die in the parking lot. The heartbroken family of Jesse Mobley Jr. is demanding accountability from the restaurant that they say chose to dump him instead of calling 911 for help. Just a week shy of his 35th birthday, Mobley was dining alone at KFFO Afro Steakhouse on Westheimer Road when he suddenly passed out at his table. Surveillance footage reviewed by the Houston Police Department shows employees believing he was a homeless individual who had fallen asleep, carrying Mobley and his backpack to the adjacent strip center parking lot. They propped him up against a wall near a beauty school and just left him there overnight without alerting authorities or medical services. The following morning, beauty student Andrea Sarazola discovered Mobley's body and called 911. She also spoke to KHOU 11 News.
No matter what, he's a human being, and he just died like that, like he was a dog.
Paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene. Authorities noted grim details, including insects swarming over his ears and one side of his body having turned purple, signs that he had been dead for several hours. Houston police identified Mobley and delivered the devastating news to his family. His father and stepmother traveled from San Antonio to the morgue to view his body, which they described as quote-unquote horrible. Mobley, affectionately known as Little Jesse, had reportedly been managing several health conditions, and his backpack contained his medications, family say. The Harris County Institute of Forensic Sciences is still conducting an autopsy, and Mobley's exact cause of death remains undetermined as of now. The Houston Police Department has not found evidence of criminal activity at this stage, but the family remains steadfast in their belief that a simple 911 call could have saved his life. The tragedy is compounded by the fact that this is the third child the family has buried in the past 13 years. Owners of KFFO Afro Steakhouse have declined to comment on the incident. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app and watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.